Can you tell us about the teacher that agreed to do it, who it is, and how that person has treated you throughout the years?
This is a teacher that I've only had since the beginning of my junior year this year. She's a constitutional scholar, and I think she knows what she's talking about. I'm very excited to have her be the sponsor for this group. When I met her and I had her for a couple of weeks, I knew right away that I wanted her to be the teacher sponsor.
I wanted to ask, too, it doesn't sound as if the faculty, that you had any support at all, and that sort of amazes me. Is that true?
The support I've gotten has kind of been quiet, just between me and, I think, two teachers in the school. Like I said, people are really nervous about this because it is so controversial, and so it's in the media currently. So they're worried that if they get involved, they could get in trouble, basically, and possibly lose their jobs, even. So, I mean, there's a teacher and another faculty member who have given me support, but I don't want to say talk about that because, you know, it's kind of a personal thing where I don't really think that they want to be outed, necessarily.
I just think that's very sad.
It is sad. It's sad that coming out as an atheist is such a hard thing to do, and that it's so terrible, you know, a thing to say. A lot of my friends' parents have told them not to associate with me because they're worried that they'll get in trouble.
Jessica, I wanted to salute you for having the ovaries to take on this case.
Thank you.
Like you, I was an out atheist in my high school, and I understand now that I was very fortunate in that I went to a public high school, and we never, ever had any kind of prayers or invocations or any kind of this nonsense at any event, and students didn't care. I mean, it was never an issue. Some students actually said I was cool, but we had people of all kinds of religions. We had Muslim students and Christians who had Bible study in homeroom, and no teacher, anyone ever gave them any trouble. No one ever gave me any trouble. So, again, I'd like to congratulate you, and I would definitely vote for you for president.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right about the faculty supporting you and receiving retribution of their own. My daughter started in her school in Virginia. She was a high school teacher. She started a gay and lesbian support group. And within a month, she was told that she would no longer be teaching advanced placement courses. She would no longer be on various committees and so on. The good news is that she got mad enough and pulled some money together from us and her family and her mortgage and all that. Went to law school and is now a very successful environmental lawyer. So, the heck with school.
Yes, hi. I'm from right nearby here, West Hartford, Connecticut. And I want to say I understand what you've gone through emotionally, because I, as an atheist, have done activist in a different form. I've called up call-in radio talk shows, but specifically late night radio talk shows as well as during the day. Since 1978, I must have done about 800 or more calls in my life. I have them on tape. And my point is, I've heard so many horrible invectives and demeaning and anger from other Christian callers who come on the shows after me, whether it's way back late 1970s, 1980s, the late night Larry King radio talk show that was on radio, or now Coast to Coast AM since 1995, that's on late at night, the horrible paranormal and religious show. So I can empathize with you, the feelings you have being attacked by so many people. I've been verbally attacked by people I never even met. I don't know what they look like. They don't know what I look like. They don't know me at all personally, and they attack me as an evil person, which I'm not.
Well, I think the secular movement, though, is very supportive of people. When I came out and I was doing all of this, And the secular movement really just, this SSA, the CFI, these organizations, and especially the FFRF, they all came and they offered a lot of support, and it's been great. So I think for every hater out there, there's probably a very supportive person also.
Yeah.
Hi. First, I wanted to point out, no matter how bad it seems in school some days, you have more friends than you have enemies. I also wanted to ask, I know there are a lot of student activists that we've been hearing from, but most of them, like Harrison and Damon Fowler, who was also mentioned, were seniors, and they kind of sued their schools and then graduated and got out real quick. And you didn't. You were a sophomore. So do you think that, well, first of all, do you think that the stigma got better or worse after the initial kind of shock that everybody went through? And second, do you think that this puts you in more position to have even more influence on your school district as time goes on?
I'm hoping to. I think it got worse at first. It's getting a little bit better now, but I think it's going to start getting worse once there's more results with the lawsuit. So I think it's kind of whatever's on their minds, what's on the news. And I'm actually glad. Sometimes I hate it. Sometimes I'm jealous of the boys because they got to get out. But I think in the long run, this is better for me because now I can start my SSA there and maybe make atheists in my school feel a little bit more open and welcome.
Can you explain what SSA is? I don't think I know what that means.
Oh, the SSA is the Secular Student Alliance. It's a relatively new organization. I think it started in like 2000 or so, and they give a lot of support to students all over the world, really, and they help them start groups in their high schools and colleges that where atheists, agnostics, free thinkers, really anyone can just come in and feel like they belong to a community.
Earlier in your talk, you mentioned that it seems surprising this is happening in Rhode Island, that people don't think of it as like a hotbed of, you know, these kind of violations. And I was thinking of Roger Williams and the founding of Rhode Island, and has this come up as like a teachable moment in class, or do people teach Rhode Island history in Rhode Island high schools?
I'm actually taking the U.S. history course now. It's required in America that you have to have taken that course to graduate. It's kind of funny. In the first couple weeks of my class, the teacher said that when Roger Williams founded this state, he was trying to establish religious freedom. But she said, do you know the one group that nobody wanted in their state or in their area? And she said, atheists. And everyone in the class turned and stared at me. And this is what they're learning in their U.S. history classes. So it's kind of disappointing. I was really upset.
Congratulations on your courage. My son is also an out atheist. He's a senior this year, and he's not even going to his high school. He's going to college classes and enjoying that a lot more. His experience has been, and I hope this is reassuring to you, that as time has gone on since he became an out atheist, many people who were devoutly religious have started to question that, and many people have also come up to support him that he never thought would. Many of them who he never thought would haven't, but a lot of people have. It's been very good for him.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised by who comes forward too. There's kids in my school who I've gone to school with for years, since we were little, and they're only just now telling me that, you know, that they're atheists too and they support what I'm doing. And that's a really great thing, because you do feel really alone, and knowing that there are people in the school that support you, it makes a big difference. Because I know there's plenty of people who support me outside of the school, but in the school, it really helps.
Hi, you're such a well-spoken young lady, and I'm privileged to be in your company, really. I have a two-part question, and they're not related, these questions. Number one, do you have plans for going to college, and what are you going to major in? Do you know that yet? And
I don't know where yet, but I have my heart set on writing.
Okay, great. And I just wondered if there were any repercussions on your family. I know my husband's an atheist, and he's scared to death to say anything at work. and he's the boss. So I wondered, you know, with all the young people, if your parents have felt any pressure from work or, you know, the community.
Well, I've been very lucky to have the support of my parents, mostly my dad. My mom's not really in a state to support me right now. But my father, I think he's had a couple of awkward moments at work. But I think other than that, it's been pretty good. Really, I'm very lucky to have a supportive family, so I'm thankful for that.
It takes a lot of courage. Appreciate it.
I know you haven't started an SSA group in your school, but are you aware of any religious people who are actually free thinkers, or is that a contradiction?
Well, I want the group to be open to anyone. If someone is in the school and maybe they're starting to question their religion, I would want them to come to my group and maybe join us for a discussion or something like that so that they could see the other side of things and know that there are people out there who also think about these things and who think they're lies.
I really appreciate what you've done, like, in your high school. I was in the school plays in my high school, and they do prayers before every school play that didn't include me, and it made me feel bad. But there was one girl who was also an atheist who kind of, like, helped me stand strong. Has there been, like, someone beside you the whole way there that was also an atheist that kind of helped you get through?
Yes. My two best friends, especially, who are in the school, when I first met them, they were religious, and they aren't anymore. So they've been very supportive.
Hi. Congratulations. I'm a secular scholar, and I have very interested in religious history and relationships, and especially in New England, where you have this historical fight between Protestants and Catholics. And I don't know how the prayer there is in your school, it's sectarian, and how people from different denominations react to it, because, you know, through it, especially in New England history, you know, not so ancient New England history, Catholics were actually in favor of separation because of Yankee prayers in school and stuff like that. So I don't know, and Rhode Island is probably the most Catholic country state in the country.
Right.
So have you received any support from Catholics, or, you know?
Not many, and especially not openly. Some of them have sent me messages on Facebook saying, although I'm religious, I still think what you're doing is the right thing. And, you know, when I went into this, I wanted to not necessarily establish this as a religion versus atheism kind of thing, but that's what it's become. And I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing either. I think it's shedding some light on something that needs it in that state. Okay, thank you.